the news and talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Senator opposes. Senators troubled. I'm Christopher Cruz. Another senator has announced his opposition to the Republican bill to repeal Obamacare. Nevada Republican Dean Heller's opposition makes the effort to get the bill through the Senate much tougher.
This bill that's currently in front of the United States Senate, not the answer. It's simply not the answer. And I'm announcing today that in this form, I will not support it.
Heller says he could support it if some changes are made to it. He faces a difficult re-election fight next year. Five Republican senators now oppose the bill. Some senior senators have asked the Pentagon to investigate a report that American military interrogators worked with forces from the United Arab Emirates accused of torturing detainees in Yemen. The giant health insurance company Anthem has agreed to pay a record $115 million to settle a class action lawsuit over a massive data breach hackers believe to have compromised the information of 79 million people. I'm Christopher Cruz. Layoffs coming at a plant where President Trump gave a speech promising to protect American jobs. Correspondent Bill Michaels has the numbers.
Boeing says it's cutting about 200 jobs at its plant in South Carolina. The aerospace giant has been reducing staff since early this year, primarily through buyouts and attrition. This is the first round of layoffs at the factory since it began making the 787 Dreamliner there in 2009.
There's a new incentive to make sure you're ready when your Uber driver arrives, says correspondent Jim Roop.
If you make your Uber driver wait more than 2 minutes, you'll be charged a fee for every minute you make them wait. And how much per minute depends on the city. Uber says it's just making sure its drivers are compensated for their time if they have to wait for a passenger. There's also a new incentive to make sure the driver is prompt and gets you where you're going on time. You can now tip your Uber driver through the app.
I'm Christopher Cruz.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Move over, fidget spinners. A new toy is taking China by storm. But correspondent Scott Carr says there are some serious concerns about its safety.
The Shanghai Daily reports the toy has spread like wildfire among China's primary and middle school children, while analysts say it's just a matter of time before it makes its way to other nations, if they're allowed.
Danger!
According to Chinese media, the handheld mini crossbow can fire toothpicks more than 60 feet, but they can also shoot needles and nails, and some parents want them banned before a child or anyone is blinded or worse.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Danger!
There's already instructions online on how to make your own assassin's micro crossbow out of toothpicks and embroidery floss. I'm Scott Carr.
A new study says Michigan has the lowest beer prices in the country. Price for a case averages $14.62, about 61 cents a can. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
Clearing, that's the word for today on our Saturday with a high temperature near 85 degrees. By this afternoon, we'll see partly sunny skies. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 62. For your Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low of 57. And we start the work week with lots of sunshine and a high near 79. From the local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Well, good morning and welcome to Around the House. I'm Dawn Steimer, and I'm really glad that you're here with us this morning here on WOKI. It's 7:09. It was sprinkling when I came in just a little bit ago. We are live in studio this morning, and we are taking all of your home improvement questions and comments. There's so much going on that we decided to invite first hour Brian Davis from SIA Firearms into our studio this morning, because we're talking actually about safe and responsible firearms ownership. However, we're going to be talking about all aspects of safety. Brian is uniquely qualified to talk to us about that. You're a retired police officer. Is that right?
I am.
In Florida?
Yes.
Okay. And you teach at SIA and internationally about security, protection, self-protection, proximity, awareness, yeah, all of that, right? And so you are just uniquely qualified. We're really very grateful that you're here this morning.
Well, it's good to be back. I run the training and the marketing both for SIA Firearms.
Okay.
And we do a wide range of training with firearms and safety. And basically, we're very into responsible gun ownership.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that don't focus on the responsibility of it, just like owning a car is a huge responsibility.
Well, that's true. And I think a lot of us don't, it's not that we don't realize it. It's that we kind of almost get numb to it. You know, the car thing, not the gun thing. Well, I hope we never get numb to the gun thing.
Well, and it's funny. I talk to novices that are first learning to work a firearm and they're very nervous.
Oh, me too.
And I make them go back to when they first were able to drive without mom and dad in the car. Mm. And they spend, 20 minutes adjusting the mirrors and the tilt wheel and an hour to back out of the driveway. And now they're driving and on Facebook and on the radio and eating a taco and, oh, by the way, driving.
Yeah.
And it happens. I mean, it's what you get comfortable with.
And so that still happens with firearms. People get extra comfortable.
You get to the point where it's ingrained knowledge. You don't have to think consciously about how the firearm works or how to sight or how to pull the trigger smoothly, just like you get with driving.
Okay.
And just that works both ways. When you get that mindset with driving where you kind of zone out, you become dangerous.
Right. Absolutely.
So the same thing with firearms. We try and keep that in the forefront. One of the things, we have the LaserShot Pro LE simulator, and they have a whole bunch of training things we use, but one
That's
of my so favorites
cool.
is there's one that has like the little slidey puzzles with the tiles.
Okay.
And you've got to shoot the numbers in order, and some of them have an X, and some of the numbers in sequence are missed, because a lot of people, when they go to the range, they get into that zen zone and they turn off that analytical part of their mind.
It's just shoot everything.
Yeah. And it's so Whoa. Much tougher when you have to think.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to do that. If you have a firearm in your hand, you should be thinking.
Absolutely. Whoa, yes. I would hope that we're thinking when we have a live firearm in our hands, which the laser takes some of the heat off of that. The Laser Pro?
The LaserShot Pro
Laser
LE.
LaserShot Pro. Right. So that takes a little bit of the heat off because you're not actually shooting live ammunition.
Right. It's a full simulator, but the guns recoil
Do
and
they?
Report.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've got the same recoil as firing a 9mm.
First time I fired a gun, I thought, man, that's power.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like this or not. All right, let's talk about safety in the house, in the workplace, and even out in public.
Okay.
Because so many times we don't think of things, especially when we're on vacation. This time of the year, very important to not go into complete vacation mode, especially when you're out of your norm, when you're out of place.
Well, and you see that too when people are on vacation. I mean, first of all, people on vacation, they stare at all the tall buildings.
Of course.
And they do silly stuff that they wouldn't normally do at home. They get into a vacation mentality. And then on top of that, a lot of times on vacation, you're taking all your expensive stuff with you.
Yes.
You're taking all your nice jewelry, you're taking your nice camera,
right,
and you're leaving it in some place you're not aware of, or you're leaving it in your car, or you're putting it in a piece of luggage that you're not going to see for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And there's a certain amount, you have to address a certain security mindset because you're out of your element.
Mm-hmm.
When we're at home, asleep in bed and in familiar surroundings, we have a much greater level of security than waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning in a hotel room that we've never been in before.
Yeah. And somebody's standing in front of you.
Yeah.
Hello. Okay. So you're not able to carry a firearm automatically anywhere you want to go just because you have a permit in the place where you live or the state where you live.
Right. Some states have reciprocity, which means they recognize your carry permit from Tennessee in that state the same way they do your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean exactly the same way. You have to respect their local laws.
Yes.
If you go to a state that doesn't have right turn on red, and you make a right turn on red because they have it in Tennessee, the cop doesn't give you a do-over. He gives you a ticket because he knows you're not going to come back and fight it.
Speaking from experience. Oh.
No.
Oh, no. All right. So let's talk about having a plan. We kind of take for granted that 911 works everywhere.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Yeah. And if you travel, you know, if you're in the U.S., it's one thing, but international travel is much more difficult, and there's different cultural things to realize, and just things as simple as calling 911.
Yeah. How do you get a hold of authorities?
Yeah.
And where's the embassy?
Before you go somewhere, you have to do your research. Mm. You know, one of the things I do when I first get to a hotel, after I get checked in, get my stuff in my room, I take about 20 minutes and I walk around the hotel.
Ah.
I like to know how the hotel's laid out. I like to know where the exits are.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know what the staff wears.
Mm.
If somebody knocks on my door and I look through the peephole, I want to know, should I be looking for a maroon polo shirt?
Right.
I want to know what they're wearing. I want to know what's around the hotel. I want to talk to some of the staff a little bit.
I like it.
I want to know where the fire exits are. You know, things like robbery is an issue, but I'm much more afraid of 3 in the morning
yeah.
having a fire.
Absolutely.
That's one of the reasons, you know, part of my travel kit that I take when I go is a flashlight, and that goes on my bedside table.
Yeah.
Because at 3 in the morning and I'm an unfamiliar surrounding and the power's off, and there's been natural disasters frequently where people have been trapped in hotels. I want to get out. I want to get my family out.
For sure. For sure. And I love that you think that way. I think about the fire exit. I do that, and I do have a flashlight, but I don't think about walking around the hotel. I thought that was a great tip, especially for those of us that are traveling, whether it be 4th of July or overseas or whatever. You can't be too careful. You also talk about overseas or really anywhere carrying a color photocopy of your passport. Now, I thought that was interesting. I've always had a copy of my passport in my luggage, in my carry-on, you know, just in case. But I never thought about a color passport.
Well, I'll carry several color photocopies. First of all, when you're trying to prove your identity, and in a worst case scenario, you're trying to prove it to a stern Marine Corps guard outside of an embassy.
Ooh.
A color picture is much easier to identify than a black and white picture.
I like it.
Having a copy in your luggage is great, mm-hmm. unless your luggage gets lost. When I travel, I tend to carry, there's several companies. Eagle Creek is probably my favorite, makes a very thin line money belt. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like a money belt. Looks like just a regular nylon belt with a buckle.
This guy's talking.
I hear that. And has a zippered compartment that you can carry folded money and folded documents in it.
Mm.
And I have it. If I get robbed, they take my wallet. I'm not going to fight somebody over my wallet.
Absolutely
it's credit cards
not.
And a very minimal amount of cash.
Right.
They can have it. I can fix all that.
Okay, so give us the name again of that money belt, because I've had 2 money belts now. I do some mission work in Africa, and they are uncomfortable.
Well, and I'm not talking, these aren't these big ones that strap across your stomach.
Right.
Those certainly have a purpose.
Right.
But this looks like a regular nylon belt. You can lace it through your jeans, and
really?
If you turn it over, it's just got a zippered compartment.
Uh-huh.
Now, the zippered compartment is small enough that if you're putting currency in it,
right.
you've got to fold it in half, long ways.
Okay.
But I've traveled with, you know, $5,000 in that, and
okay.
a couple of documents, and I have it.
Yeah, it'd be tough. It'd be tough to get that away from you or even know it was in there.
Yeah. And that's,
which is most important.
And that's one of those things, you know, when you're traveling internationally, it's nice to have a plan.
It's smart. Yeah. I love that plan. Because there are many times as we go overseas that we're taking large amounts of cash with us. And it's difficult to carry it without looking like, you know, do you have a hernia or something?
And you always want to have a little cash in your front pocket. Right. I mean, the whole thing about, I have friends that travel quite a bit and they always have a throwaway wallet. Mm. Somebody goes to mug them. Here, you take this wallet. It's got two expired credit cards in it and 20 bucks.
I like it. And they think they gotcha.
And they get away. And that ends the situation right there.
But how smart.
Yeah. Well, and
you hang around with some pretty interesting characters, Brian.
And we were talking before the show, when I used to travel quite a bit internationally for training, one of the things I used to do either in my backpack or in the very back document pocket of my briefcase is I had an older panel out of one of my concealed ballistic armor bulletproof vests. And I don't mean the big, heavy military ones. I mean the ones that like police detectives wear under
a
dress shirt.
Like polycarbonate.
Well, they're woven Kevlar. So they're Kevlar. Very light. Okay, you're talking, you know, a 14 by 12, maybe a half or a quarter inch thick and 12, 14 ounces.
Okay.
But I would put that in the very back pocket of my briefcase. Mm. Because if something were to happen, international terrorism, something, I had something that would stop bullets.
Now that is a great idea.
Yeah, and I know from experience that when bullets start flying, I can get very small very quickly.
I used to tell my kids, you know, in high school, and let's face it, kids will get in fights in high school.
Yeah.
And I told them, I said, I know it's interesting. I know you want to watch, but you don't know when a weapon's going to come out, and they don't have names on them. Those little things that go fly.
It's more to whom it may concern.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I said, so your job is to get out of there.
Well, I've told more than one person, you know, they're like, well, I was just an innocent bystander. And I'm like, yeah, those are the ones that normally get shot.
Exactly. I mean, look at what just happened on the baseball field.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right. 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
In the mood for a little afternoon delight?
Ooh.
We've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems on your shrubbery, around the outside of your house, on your lawn, in your flower beds, or vegetable garden? Bonide has the answer. Bonide's 8 insect control controls most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, vegetables, and fruit. Use 8 to eliminate ticks, fleas, ants, and other home-invading pests. 8 kills insects on contact and repels them for up to 30 days. Bonide products are family-made in America. Find Bonide 8 insect control products at these fine retailers: The Garden Barn in Mountain City, at Rutledge Hardware in Rutledge, and at Burgess Farm and Feed in Benton. Or visit www.bonide.com to find a retailer near you.
This is Yvonka Landis, and do I have a house for you? Are you looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in North Knoxville under $200,000? I have a house for you. Or are you wanting to build a home? I have lots for you. The Landis team is a family business that will use our real estate sales experience, appraisal service, and mortgage knowledge to help you buy or sell your home. Call 660-1186 or YvonkaSalesRealEstate.com. I have a house for you.
Yvonka Landis is an affiliated broker with Realty Executive Associates.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Thanks for making us the most listened to show on the weekends. Very honored that you tune in to us every Saturday. We're glad to have you. Tell your friends and do call in and say hi or call in with a question. Today, right now, this hour live in studio, we have Brian Davis, and Brian is a firearms expert. Among other things, his business card has so many things on it. I'm just kidding.
That's what happens when you let the marketing guy design the business cards. Yeah.
Wow. And both sides. Anyway, but what I love about Brian is he is a retired police officer. He has a very common sense, matter of fact, you can do this as a civilian, non-trained police officer. 99.9% of the things that we talk about on the show with you.
Absolutely.
Anyone can do. And it's just that we, as individuals feeling safe in our country and in our spot most of the time, don't think about some of this stuff. And maybe it's time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, nobody's going to take responsibility for your own security except you.
Exactly.
That's just being an adult.
Yeah. And as a single woman, it's even more interesting when I go shopping at 9 o'clock at night in the Kroger lot. And, you know, if I get a twinge that something's odd, I'll ask someone to walk me out. I don't care.
Absolutely. Never. That's one of the things I tell people all the time. Listen to that little voice.
Yeah.
You have time later to figure out why that little voice went off in your head, but don't ignore it.
Right. And there are times when you need to, for whatever reason, go shopping late at night.
Yes.
It's unusual for me, but I do it on occasion. And, you know, these things that we're talking about today are interesting to me. One of those things is being aware of your surroundings. Wow. And we hear that a lot. As we talk about security issues or being around the holidays, you hear that a lot too.
And it's gotten worse now with, you know, everybody has the phones in their hands and they're texting and they're looking down and they're chasing some fictional animal on virtual reality.
Or Facebooking. Yeah. Okay. So if you're walking into a hotel, put your electronics down.
Yeah, put your electronics away for two reasons. One, you want awareness. Also, you don't want to telegraph, hey, I've got expensive electronics, I'm worth robbing. You know, that's the kind of stuff, put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
When I walk into any situation, the hotel, a shopping mall, my head is up and I'm making an assessment whether I want to be in that place.
Mm.
If I go in the front door of a hotel and I get a weird vibe, I go somewhere else.
Really?
There's all kinds of hotels.
Absolutely. Wow. Now that I never thought of.
Well, I'm to the point where if I go to a convenience store and I pull up to the gas pump and I have any thought of going into the convenience store, if I can't see entirely in there from my car, if they've put up all kinds of posters that I can't see through, I don't go in because I can't see in there.
That's smart.
You know, one of my favorite movies, Ronin, Robert De Niro has a great line in there. I never walk into anywhere where I don't have a plan on how to get back out.
Love that.
And that's a very good life philosophy.
Well, and so many times in these convenience stores, there's huge posters hanging about their beer, whatever that is, cave. And so many other things on special, milk for $2.99, whatever. And in the meantime, if something's going on there, you don't know it until you're already walking in.
Well, and the nice thing is they have a lot of people that work for their organization that think like I do. So now a lot of those posters are transparent.
You're right. And
they're gradient shaded so you can see in.
Ah.
Because they want the same thing. If a police officer's driving by or you're pulling up for gas and you see something sketchy, well, the police are just a phone call away because you've got a phone in your hand.
Right. And I'm grateful for that phone so many times for so many reasons. All right. Let's talk about your house.
Yeah. We're talking about summer vacation and stuff where you're leaving your house behind.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to come back to a house that's undisturbed.
Yes, absolutely. I still walk in and look around like, is everything okay?
Well, and you have to ask yourself, you know, look at your house. Is your house a target? Are you making it a target?
Newspapers, mail.
Newspapers, mail. There's two different philosophies. Some people don't like turning their mail and newspapers off because they have trust issues with the world at large. I can understand that.
Okay.
I have somebody get my mail.
Yeah, there you go.
I have somebody bring my paper in. I have somebody put the trash cans out for me. Mm-hmm. If I have a neighbor that has an extra car, I have them put it in the driveway one or two times a week.
And that's a great idea. I've done that for my neighbors many times. Just a slight motion. It looks like life's happening there as usual. Somebody's there visiting. Okay. They're home.
Yeah. And just make it look like it's an active scene where people are doing things. You know, you can have lights on motion sensors. You can have interior lights on timers. Mm-hmm. You can have, nowadays, you could have the radio playing, and especially a talk station. You can get digital radios that have timers that come on and off. A radio playing 24/7 tells somebody nobody's home.
Really? See, I never thought about it.
But you can get, there's different companies that make digital radios. They'll come on and off. You can do it from your laptop, make it come on and off.
Where it comes on in the evening. You can do it from your
alarm. Sure.
You can set an alarm, and if your radio's on, it's going to go off.
Right. And that way you get activity.
Yeah.
That's what you want from outside.
Love it. Love it.
Okay. Let people know where you're going.
Yes.
Have some trusted people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them know when you should be back.
And don't announce it on social media before you go.
No, don't. Save all those vacation pictures for after you get back.
It's so fun to be on vacation when you're so excited about this picture that you got, you know, and you want to post it. Wait.
Yeah. Wait till you get back. You know, spend some time Photoshopping it a little bit.
Yeah.
All that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
Do it when you get back. You think about how your house is set up. You want to have good locks. Mm. One of the things I've always had on my house are double cylinder deadbolts, where on the inside it takes a key.
Mm-hmm. And you and I get into it.
and when I go on vacation, all those double cylinder deadbolt keys, because when we're home, we leave them in the lock so nobody gets trapped in.
Okay.
They all go in the safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because even the slowest of my neighbors can figure out if somebody's taking my 70-inch plasma screen through the front window, I probably didn't authorize that.
Right. Much harder to get that through the window than through the door.
And what a lot of burglars will do is they'll break in through a basement window, but they'll go in and out through your front door so it looks completely legitimate. They'll just clean your house out.
I tell my neighbors when I go on vacation, and by the way, nobody has a permission to pull up a van and move my stuff.
Yes, I've had that discussion with some of my neighbors
they
too.
Look at you, and I said, "Look, you don't know if I'm having a furniture delivery, and I'm not having a furniture exodus either."
Well, and my neighbors on both sides of me, you know, we know them. We go and meet our neighbors. Not all of them, but the ones on either side of me, and we tend to tell each other. And there's been occasions where there's been a vehicle over at one of my neighbor's houses, and I've just walked over to chat and see what's going on.
Mm,
One of them a little while ago had one of those people that runs around door to door trying to sell you little skinny steaks and stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
And we just went over
skinny
and chatted.
No names mentioned. All right. So we talked about a flashlight for the hotel, but it's obviously very important. I like to have a flashlight in every room. I really do, because I never know where I'm going to want one, and if I want one, I want it now.
Well, and you know, one of the things that's really great, and having a flashlight is good, but with power outages and things like that, one of the best things that you can do that they've gotten really inexpensive, a lot of companies make these little battery packs that you can recharge your phone with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you buy the right one, a lot of them come with a built-in LED light, and those LED lights will run 12, 14 hours. And there's no batteries to replace. You just, when the power failure is over, you charge it back up. When we have the power go out, we have one of those for every room that lights up every room and will run all night, overnight.
Wow, nice.
But well,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
One for every room. And don't put it on the switch, the receptacle that's on a switch.
Well, and you can charge these up. I mean, they're about half the size of a small paperback book.
Okay.
You can charge these up, and they're there when you need them. They'll hold a charge for months at a time.
And they fit flush against the wall?
No, they're just portable little devices.
Okay.
And they'll also charge your phone, too, because one of the things people don't think about at home, I have our internet cable modem and some things like that on one of the big uninterruptible power supplies.
Mm.
So when the power goes off, we still have internet.
I'm coming to your house, Brian. I know where you live. I was kidding. All right, let's talk about things that on road problems that we need to be thinking about, because this is really important as well. And I tell you, I don't have all this stuff in my car.
Well, you should. Yeah, when you travel, I have a travel kit that I keep in my car. And there's certain things that are very common sense. You know, we talked about the flashlight.
Right.
it's nice to have some kind of hazard markers too if your car breaks down and there's a very narrow area to pull over. The little triangles, mm-hmm. if you're old school, the road flares are nice.
And they're fun.
The most important thing, and I've given cans and cans away to people, is fix a flat. Keep two cans, because no matter what they tell you, one can normally will not do a tire.
Really?
Keep two cans in your trunk. You get a flat tire. You come out somewhere, your tire's flat. Don't mess with it on the side of the road.
Hmm.
Use the fix a flat.
Three words for that. Three letters for that.
Yes, I know.
AAA.
It's one of those things, the more I have that, the less I use it.
Yeah.
But I always have it.
Yeah.
But the fix a flat is just great stuff. The tire shops don't like it when it gets in there because it's a big gooey mess for them.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh.
But frankly, if I've got to choose between me getting dirty on the side of the road or getting hit by a car or them dealing with a gooey mess,
Yeah, especially when it's on the traffic side. Oh, mercy. There's no way for me.
Well, but it also leaves you vulnerable. Whether it's in a parking garage somewhere, it's on the side of the road, you're in a state of vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been more than one person who's been a predator that's their
stopped.
M.O. They
yes.
stop. Oh, can I help you?
I tell the story to my kids and they laugh. We were in the car going on vacation and my daughter was driving. One of the first times she had been driving on vacation, I fell asleep in the back seat. She's driving, not thinking about how much fuel she's using. All of a sudden, we're out of gas. Okay. I woke up. I said, what happened? She's in tears. Mom, I forgot to look at the gas gauge. And this was 20 years ago.
Sure.
So it just so happened that, believe it or not, a Kirby vacuum sales guy and his partner pull across the median, scare me to pieces, and pulled up and said, you know, we do this a lot. And I went, okay, I'll get in the car with you. My kids are staying right here. And I went with them and got, you know, what we needed and the fuel and came back. And it turned out fine. But today, I don't know if I'd do that.
But did you buy the vacuum?
No.
Because those really were good vacuums.
I already had one. All right. So the other thing, first aid kit is awesome.
Have a first aid kit. Have some snacks. Keep some water. You know, even if it's warm water that's been in your trunk for 6 months, it's still better than no water, not just for drinking. Washing your hands, irrigating a wound, washing out your eyes if you get something in your eyes.
Put it in a radiator.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things that you can do if you have those kind of options.
Mm-hmm.
I think a firearm is an important part of your kit. Knowing how to use it, having one.
Leaving it in the back. In the way back.
Well, depending on what the laws are in the state that you're in. Some states don't allow you to have it in the passenger compartment. You may not have a carry permit.
Right.
You have to be aware of what the laws are.
Okay.
But having one, period, is an important part of your kit.
Hmm.
You know, and that's not just me worrying about the zombie apocalypse happening while I'm on vacation.
I can imagine the jokes you get about this. All right. I got to take a break. I love talking to you about this stuff. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. You know, Brian is here, and he really is an expert in carrying a firearm in safety. Call us. Let's hear maybe what your situation is. If you need some advice, maybe it's travel. 656-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
My flashlight, my flashlight, my flashlight. Oh, I see the shadows long beneath the mountaintop.
John Gardner.
Here's Dayton Hilton of Dayton's Pest Control. How's your business, Dayton?
It's fine. Insects and pests aren't really that effective.
John Gardner, the manager of Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, is a turf expert. Not only is he good for the landscapers and lawn management people in the area, but he's there for you at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located at Balm Drive in Bearden. They are the residential and commercial zero-turn mower, full parts and service center for all the Toro needs, all your Toro needs. They service them, they sell them, they carry the parts. They are the people, the go-to people for Toro. Not only that, but they actually carry seed that is specifically harvested for the Knoxville area. What? Try to find that at a big box store. And they will tell you how to do it, how to seed, what to do, when to seed, how to aerate, all of those things. They'll develop a plan just for you for the year so you can have the most enviable yard in the neighborhood. Isn't that great? Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Call 588-1993. 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
Here's Dayton Hilton of Dayton's Pest Control. How's your business, Dayton?
It's fine. Insects and pests aren't really that affected by the economy.
I know you've always given professional service, but what else have you done for this area?
Dayton's protects such historic landmarks as the Blunt Mansion, the Bijou Theater, and the Mabry Hazen House from termites. We also support local charities, schools, and activities.
For all your termite and pest control needs, reinvest in the Knoxville community and get great service. Call Dayton's Pest Control at 588-6686 or online at daytonspestcontrol.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
From showers and thunderstorms in the morning to a very clear, partly sunny afternoon, we'll see a clearing trend throughout the day on Saturday. That's the story of the day. A high temperature near 85. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 62 degrees. And then for your Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 81. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger. Have a good weekend.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Just joining us, Brian Davis from SIA Firearms is in studio. You can reach Brian at 851-9108. 851-9108. Why would you want to call Brian? Well, first of all, Brian really understands firearms and safety and security. He does the hand carry permit training among a million other kinds of security training that we talked about on the break, and I'm not even going there, Brian. But I'm so glad that you're here. I really am. With, you know, we go on vacation, 4th of July comes, everything's cool. But we just have to do those few things to set ourselves up for success. Or set ourselves up to get out if we need to.
Yeah, I'm not preaching this super duper paranoid mindset.
No, I don't think you are.
I'm talking just having a little plan, giving it a little attention, mm-hmm. still enjoying yourself.
Yeah, walking around a hotel room and looking at or a hotel and looking at the uniforms that's not preaching paranoia. That's really just smart.
Well, and then I find out where the ice machine is and where the tiki bar is and all that important stuff.
That's right. All right, so we were talking about vehicles and road safety, and one of the things that you say, and I agree with you, is stay with your vehicle. At all costs, stay with your vehicle.
Yeah, don't wander off. If your car breaks down, you're much more recognizable to the local highway patrol. If you have a vehicle, put the hood up.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
If you have some kind of banner, some people carry breakdown banners in their car that they'll put on a window or they'll put a jacket out a window. But generally, if you're on the side of the road with your hood up, the highway patrol in the area can figure out you have a problem.
All right. So don't stop where it's secluded. I like that. Drive on the tire or the rim or whatever it is, better than stopping in a secluded area.
Yeah, you can replace rims, you can replace tires. If you have to stop in an area where you can't safely even get out of your car without risking being hit, tear up the tire. Yeah. And if you're in a situation where you're not safe where the vehicle is, stay in your vehicle, call a cab. Have the cab meet you and go. Have them take you to a repair shop. Repair shop will send a tow truck. You won't be there stuck on the side of the road. You won't be somewhere secluded. You won't be somewhere dangerous.
And some of this is so simple, but when we panic, we don't necessarily think our best thoughts.
Well, and that's the great thing about having a plan in advance.
Exactly.
Because that's what you rely on when everything goes to heck.
Just like military training.
Yeah.
You know, you can't tell me those kids aren't scared when they're doing what they're doing overseas right now. But they've been trained so many times. And it's just, like you say, with a firearm, you just learn how to use it. And you're really not thinking about the mechanics of it all. You're concentrating on the task at hand.
Yeah. Well, it's like playing sports, too.
Yeah.
You know, you get coached in sports. I tell people all the time, if you're not getting instruction, all you're getting is really proficient at the stuff you're bad at.
And that's so true.
Yeah. And you see it in sports.
Sure.
But, you know, on the other hand, Mike Tyson's famous for saying everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Colin likes that. Speaking of Colin, I want to thank Colin for always having our back here. Colin is engineering on Saturday mornings, and we really do appreciate all you do for us. All right, let's talk about, what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about firearms.
Okay. Let's talk about firearms training. How's that?
Okay, let's talk about firearms training.
We, in June, launched an advanced handgun carry course. Mm. There's a lot of people that they get their firearm, they get some help in selecting their firearm, they go and get their carry permit. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've gone through something like our handgun fundamentals course first, which is really driver's ed. And then the handgun carry course is really more going for your road test.
Okay.
That's all orchestrated by the state of Tennessee. There's things that we have to cover in that course. Mm. And there's things that it's a certification course. You're being tested.
Right.
So there's a fundamentals course that really goes before that for a lot of people that explains how firearm works and how to hold it and how to aim it and how to shoot it before you have to prove that to the state of Tennessee.
So you're saying there's a fundamental course to take before you take your carry permit course. Aha.
There's a handgun fundamentals course, and we offer it several times a month. We even offer it for family, children as young as 8, because it's a non-shooting course. Mm. And it not only talks about how firearms work and how you use them, but how to store them, how to clean them. Mm. It stresses firearm safety over and over. Anybody that's ever gone through it with me knows the 3 rules of firearm safety to this day. But we also in June launched an advanced handgun carry course, because a lot of people, they'll get their permit, but they really don't know how to deploy their firearm in an emergency.
Yes.
I coach people. I'll take them to the range, and I'll have people that on indoor ranges, generally they won't let you draw from a holster. It's dangerous.
Okay.
It's a confined space.
Sure.
Outdoor ranges or either one with an instructor, they generally will let you. But I have people that have carried for years, and then when I say, okay, let's go ahead and draw from the holster and shoot, I can time them with a calendar. Because they've never been trained to do it.
Well, that makes sense. When you break it down like that, it makes perfect sense.
And it's an important skill, because if you have a gun and I have a gun, and I can move off the point that you're pointing your gun at, draw my gun and shoot you before you can shoot me, I win.
Absolutely.
I don't have to be a great shot. I don't have to be Quigley down under. I just can beat you. Mm-hmm. And that's really all you want out of a self-defense firearm scenario.
I definitely would not want to draw against you. I don't think that would be a good move at all.
Well, in the advanced carry course, it's all with the simulator. Mm. And it's the exact opposite of the handgun carry permit course, because a lot of that is sitting and PowerPoints and videos and all the stuff the state of Tennessee makes us cover. We like you, state of Tennessee. But the advanced carry course is all moving and shooting and drawing from cover and learning to shoot from the passenger seat of your automobile.
Ooh.
If somebody tries to carjack you.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about if you're carrying your handgun back in what's called the 5 o'clock position? Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about how you would get to that even?
Mm-hmm. No.
Because you've got a seatbelt in the way.
Right.
And your body.
Right.
And then the person is on your left side at 90 degrees. Mm-hmm. That takes some practice. Mm-hmm. But it's a very learnable skill.
And you do practice that in this advanced carry.
Yeah. Using a firearm that recoils and reports with the simulator. Wow. So you actually have to be able to deploy it and hit things.
And it will know if you hit it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's awesome.
We can even, on the private coaching sessions, we can print out your virtual target when you're done and show you how your skill set's improving.
Really?
But we'll talk to you about shooting from awkward positions.
Yeah.
One of the things we find in the very beginning of that course is we talk about holsters.
Okay.
And for a lot of people who they don't do what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they don't know. They don't know what holster options there are out there. And I show them holsters that they didn't even know existed. Because carrying a firearm is not a particularly comfortable thing in the best of days.
Agreed.
You know, Jeff Cooper said that it's supposed to be comforting, not comfortable.
Yes.
But like if you find the right holster, it can be more comfortable than less comfortable.
Mm.
But you have to know what your options are. So we have, you know, 2 dozen holsters, and they can try them on and they can say, I like this, I don't like this, and have an idea of a starting place.
Wow.
It's really nice. We've started a few years ago, they started realizing, hey, you know what? Women have guns. And there are a few people that were designing holsters for women that I had doubts whether they'd actually seen a woman in real life. But we carry some of the lethal ace and the can-can, some of the corset holsters and stuff, that they are comfortable and they just do a great job carrying a firearm concealed because women are built differently than guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can dress all Joe Tactical Chairborne Ranger and carry, your all's pants don't even have a belt line. So
yeah, exactly.
It makes it very tough to carry.
Well, I got a holster and it requires a belt. And I thought, well, how's this going to work?
Yeah. And even most days, I don't want to walk around dressed like a mall ninja. I want to dress fairly casually.
Sure.
But I know what holsters are available for me.
Well, and I don't necessarily want to look like I'm packing either.
I don't either. Huh? In the state of Tennessee, your handgun carry permit is just that. You can carry open or concealed. Mm. And that's certainly whatever people want to do. I'm much more of the school that I want the bad guy to be surprised.
Absolutely. Yeah, because otherwise you're the target.
Well, I'll take whatever advantage I can get if I have to use self-defense. Mm-hmm. And if it's surprise, hey, I'm okay with surprise.
All right. You're surprising them. And then also we talk about legal issues, where you can carry.
Yes.
Important.
Yeah. In the handgun carry class, they cover that quite a bit. There's a lot of good apps that you can get for your phone. Mm. If you go to either one of the big app stores, if you just search for handgun carry laws,
Okay. There's
apps that will tell you for the state of Tennessee and then state by state, if you're going to travel, what their laws are.
Nice.
I have Legal Heat on mine, but there's about two or three dozen different ones that give you a really good synopsis. And if you're going to, say, North Carolina, or you're going to Florida, or you're going to Georgia, you can look up that state before you go because it's your responsibility to know those laws.
Right. And you don't want to get caught with it and not know what the laws are.
Or exactly.
Be in trouble with the law because they really aren't going to fool around with guns.
Yeah, then they're not very forgiving.
No.
But in the handgun carry permit course, they go over in its entirety the laws in the state of Tennessee and how you deal with that.
Mm. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. We've been talking about carry permits. We're going to talk about just a lot of things, the plan, kind of an overview in our final segment with Brian Davis of SIA Firearms. When we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKR.
Six gun in my hand, behind a gun, I make my final stand.
Are fleas and ticks making your favorite pet's life downright miserable? Bonide Flea Beater products will make your pet's life flea and tick free. Controlling fleas and ticks is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bonide's complete 3-step program starts with controlling fleas and ticks outdoors with granular or hose end flea beater products. The second step is to control fleas and ticks indoors with Bonide's flea beater aerosols and ready-to-use products. And the third step is to control the fleas and ticks on your pet with Bonide's flea beater for pets ready to use. All products are deadly on fleas and ticks. So if fleas and ticks are causing your favorite pet to scratch and itch, get Bonide flea beater products today and put an end to their flea and tick problems. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide flea beater products can be found at these fine retailers: your local Farmers Co-op, at Mize Farm and Garden in Johnson City, and at Rocky Hill Hardware in Knoxville. Or go to Bonide.com for a retailer near you.
Hey, this is Dr. Jake Parrish from Victory Chiropractic Wellness. There's a lot of people out there that have a health problem. You struggle with a health issue, and it gets to the point where you can no longer just deal with it, and you have to medicate it. And a lot of times those medications, they just cover up your symptoms and don't get to the root cause of the problems. Whether you're struggling with heart disease or fibromyalgia, maybe it's headaches or a digestive crisis, it could be cancer or even diabetes, we want to help you. And we want you to know also there's hope. There's so many people out there that you've been to the doctor, you have this diagnosis, and now you're hopeless. Well, I want you to know at Victory Chiropractic Wellness, there's a lot of hope and we can help you. But I can't help you unless you're in the clinic. So call the office now. It's 865 357-2600 and let us start walking you through a healthy, abundant life.
If you want to begin living a healthy, abundant life, call Victory Chiropractic and Wellness now for a free consultation and start on your path to a healthy, abundant life. Call 865-357-2600. That's 865-357-2600 or visit victoryhealthcenter.com.
When you feel the need to get it off your chest,
we've got you covered.
State Your Case with George Korda, Sundays noon to 3 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House, the most listened to talk show on the weekend. Thank you so much for listening to us every Saturday. We are very, very proud to be in our eighth, it'll be 9 years in October. And that's really cool. So thanks again for listening. Thanks for calling in. Speaking of calling in, this is our final segment. Last chance to talk to Brian Davis from SIA Firearms. I'm telling you, he's a wealth of knowledge. If you have a question that hasn't been answered today on the show, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Other personal safety options, because not all of us are ready to jump to the firearm yet.
Well, and there's some people either through moral issues or they have some physical limitations where a firearm just isn't appropriate.
Okay. Yeah.
And just because I sell hammers doesn't make everything a nail.
Tell my grandson that.
There's a lot of tremendously good less than lethal options out there on the market. It used to be all you could get was the little keychain mace thing.
Right.
Those had varying degrees of effectiveness. It depends on who you got it from.
Yes.
And if it didn't work very well, that was a poor time to find out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some tremendously good one. Kimber, which makes a lot of firearms, also makes a great little chemical defensive spray that doesn't look like a little spray can. It's flat. It almost looks like a little pistol.
Interesting.
But it is pressurized and it fires a stream when you pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. So it's a very instinctive reaction. Most people who carry pepper spray in a spray can don't really think about that's not an action we're used to deploying.
Yes.
Police officers train to do that. I teach that class with chemical defensive spray for security officers
really?
In Tennessee.
Interesting.
And we spend about half the class with spray cans that are filled with inert solution because they have to practice spraying. It's not an instinctive reaction.
Yeah. No, we don't spray a stream of anything every day.
Well, and you have to know how far it goes and what the pattern is and all that kind of stuff.
How much pressure's in that bottle, if any?
Yeah, but even as a little kid with play guns, you learned kind of pulling a trigger how that works.
Sure.
ASP, who makes all those big scary batons that the police officers use, they make a great little pressurized chemical defensive spray that looks like one of these Kobaton tactical plastic things that people carry on their keychain.
Right.
That most of them are kidding themselves, I'm sorry to say.
When I see those, I kind of think, really? What are you going to do with that?
But at least it's easier to find your keys. But this uses a pressurized cartridge, and you can hold it like an impact weapon, but it'll spray 15 or 20 feet of pepper spray.
Mm-hmm.
Pepper spray is not fun. It is incapacitating.
Yeah.
Taser has a line for the civilian market. There's all kinds of options that you can go to. I'm not a big fan of devices that require you and I get very close for me to deploy it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the people that want to carry, say, a knife or something as their defensive weapon. Stun guns that require us to get in close proximity are not terribly effective.
No, because by that point, you're probably in real trouble.
Yeah. Well, plus the fact of the matter is a lot of women carry them.
Yes.
Men generally have a longer reach. If my reach is 4 inches longer than you, I can stop you from deploying that.
Right. I can't even get to you.
And then what you've done is you've closed the distance to me and let me grab you, thinking that this will help.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing with a lot of the stun guns, when you go to the consumer market, they're not as effective as you think they are. Tasers are extremely effective.
Yeah.
But some of the low-end $12, $15 ones that you can get that are made in China and whatnot, they're not terribly effective. I could sit here and it would be uncomfortable, but it would not be incapacitating. You need something incapacitating because you want something that makes you give up the fight so I can run away.
Absolutely. And you don't know what that person's on either. They could be on a chemical that they just blast right through that.
Exactly. And you see, there's videos out there of law enforcement using tasers on people that are non-responsive to them.
I can't believe that.
Well, yeah.
Ooh. Okay. So things, very little beat the firearm deterrent.
Well, right? A firearm... they were called the great equalizer for a reason. But firearms give you standoff distance. The biggest thing with a firearm, though, is it's intimidating.
Mm-hmm. If I pulled a gun, my friends would flip out.
Well,
you know, they would be, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
And if I had a nickel for every time that somebody has deployed a firearm as a good guy, the bad guy has run off, and no police were called, we wouldn't be able to move in this studio for a sea of nickels.
Really? Wow.
You know, there's a reason that law enforcement likes shotguns, because if you point a barrel at somebody, they can drop dimes down. It tends to have a calming effect on people.
Yes, I don't think I want to do that. All right. Dogs are another big alarm.
Yes. I love my dogs. We've always had between 2 and 4 dogs at home. We had our first generation of dogs pass away, and they were all 110, 115 pounds. Now we're to 60-pound dogs. I guess our next generation will be, you know, Paris Hilton purse dogs. But they're a huge deterrent.
Yes, they are.
Because a burglar is lazy. Residential burglaries tend to happen during the day because nobody's there. Mm-hmm. They don't want to mess with dogs. They don't know from the sound on the other side of that door if that dog is going to be ferocious or sweet.
Right.
They're just going to go on to the next house.
Right.
And that's what you want to do.
It's too easy.
Yeah.
In their minds, let's take something that we're not being hassled with at all.
Well, unless they know that you have something in there worth stealing. If this is just a random burglary.
Right.
And you've got to be very careful. When my kids were adolescents and teenagers, we were very careful to make sure that we limited the number of people in our house.
Yes.
Not because of them, but they talked to other people who talked to other people.
Did you see what they have?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't think about what they're doing. They really don't.
And that all just comes back to having a plan. You have to have a plan for everything.
And you really do. And that's what I love about having you on the show is you give us ideas to have that plan. Can I get that plan,
sure,
on your website?
No.
Okay.
You can go to our website.
Okay. Which is?
SIAKnoxville.com.
SIAKnoxville.com. If you want to talk to Brian, it's Brian@SIAKnoxville.com.
That's right. And if you come into the store, we'll be happy to help you with your security needs.
All right. SIA Knoxville, 851-9108, 851-9108. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here this hour. Don't go away. We've got another whole hour coming up with Around the House and Mike Such from Junk Be Gone. Oh my goodness, I've said that a million times. Junk Be Gone. But first, we're going to take a news break. We'll be back in just a few minutes on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You've got a smartphone. Want to make it even smarter? Then you need to download the News Talk 987 mobile app.
Powered by Computer Depot.
Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Rush, Hal, and Hannity. Or enjoy your favorite shows on demand when it fits your schedule. Making you and your phone smarter every day. Download the News Talk 987 mobile app. News Talk 987 WOKI.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Are you excited about your ideas to remodel your home? Concerned about where to start? Who to call first? Who to call next? Who will keep things on time and on budget? The systems at Master Remodelers will provide you with peace of mind. And we'll even take you shopping. So you can expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
If heart disease is cramping your lifestyle and making the simplest activities a challenge, and maybe you've been told you're no longer considered operable, Dr. Greg Brewer and his team at Restoration Heart Care offer a non-invasive therapy to help you and your heart feel better. EECP, Enhanced External Counterpulsation, a safe treatment that works like a natural bypass, increases oxygen-rich blood flow to ease stress on your heart. EECP, FDA approved and covered by most insurance. To learn more, call Dr. Brewer at 691-8011 or RestorationHeartCare.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Another health care bill opponent. Senators demand answers. I'm Christopher Cruz. Another Republican senator has announced his opposition to the Senate's health care reform bill. Dean Heller of Nevada faces a tough re-election challenge next year.
If this is the bill, if this is the language of that procedural motion on Tuesday, I will be voting for it.
Heller says he could support the bill if changes are made. He's one of five Republican senators who now say they oppose the bill. Two senior U.S. senators say they want Defense Secretary Jim Mattis to investigate a report that American military interrogators worked with forces from the United Arab Emirates accused of torturing detainees in Yemen. About 650 households in five buildings in a public housing complex in northwest London are empty this morning. Officials ordered the evacuations, worried about a fire like the one that killed 79 people in a 24-story apartment tower 10 days ago. I'm Christopher Cruz. More than 120 people may have been buried in a landslide in southwestern China this morning. It engulfed dozens of homes, a hotel, and a mile of road in a village in Sichuan Province about 6 a.m. local time. Correspondent Matt Rivers is in Shanghai.
This was a massive landslide that took out 46 homes in a matter of seconds.
The governor of Texas is responding to the announcement on Friday by the Attorney General of California banning state employees from traveling to four states.
California's banned official travel to Texas, Alabama, Kentucky, and South Dakota for what the state's attorney general describes as discriminatory laws to the gay community. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a law that could let organizations refuse adoptions to gay couples because of sincerely held religious beliefs. Abbott's office put out a statement saying California can ban employees from coming to Texas, but they cannot stop businesses that are escaping taxation and regulation. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
I'm Christopher Cruz.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
The European Space Agency is teaming with the United Nations on a satellite warning system for locusts.
Swarms of locusts, especially in the most arid parts of the world, can destroy crops and pasture land. But the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization says satellites can help sound the alarm.
A locust plague doesn't develop overnight. It starts initially from very small localized outbreaks in a particular country.
Senior Locust Forecasting Officer Keith Cressman says with new eyes in the sky, scientists on the ground can intervene more quickly. Many countries will have more time to get ready and possibly head off famines that put the lives of millions at risk. I'm Jan Johnson.
Researchers say Lone Star tick bites can activate a rare meat allergy in certain people. Scientists at the University of North Carolina say people experience hives, itching, swelling, and stomach problems. They've been unable to digest meat after eating it for years. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
Clearing, that's the word for today on our Saturday with a high temperature near 85 degrees. By this afternoon, we'll see partly sunny skies. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 62. For your Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low of 57. And we start the work week with lots of sunshine and a high near 79. From the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, first hour, you want to check that podcast. You do that by simply going to newstalk987.com, going to the weekend shows, click on Around the House, and as you look at that page, you will see the podcast by topic. Brian Davis spent the first hour with me this morning from SIA Firearms. Lots of great tips for vacation, staying home, being in a hotel, being in a strange country. Lots of great, great tips from Brian, and we sure do appreciate that. If you need to talk to Brian, or maybe you want to enroll one of his hand carry permit classes or security, just safety classes, you can reach Brian at SIA Firearms at 851-9108, 851-9108, or by going to siaknoxville.com. All right. New hour, new show, new topic. Mike Such is with me from Junk Be Gone. Mike, I love that you have done this from the ground up.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me on the show. It's always a pleasure being here.
It is it's a pleasure to have you here. And whenever I see you on the schedule, I think, all right, we're going to have a good time. Junk Be Gone was born and founded and reared out of East Tennessee, was it not?
It was right here in Farragut.
Right,
yes,
yeah.
We started it up. My wife and I started it 12 years ago. Mm. It's not a franchise. We kind of came up with the concept ourselves. I'm the unusual story of being in the corporate world for 20 years. And then just after 20 years and my daughters were getting older and I was traveling. If you've ever seen the movie Up in the Air with George Clooney, that was me. I was on a plane from Monday through Friday every week and in the corporate world. And, you know, when it was time to to say, is it time to move out of East Tennessee or not? My wife and I decided we wanted to stay here and try something, and I wanted to see my girls grow up and go to soccer games and go watch dance recitals, and that's why we came up with the concept.
Well, and I love that. I love that because that really is the heart of why you did what you did.
It is.
Is that, and if you haven't known Mike or you haven't met Mike, it's worth your while to do so whenever you, you know, get around him, because Mike's a family guy. Typically, you'll see his wife or one of his daughters with him
yes.
at events all the time. And I love that. I love that. I love your family.
Well, thank you very much.
It's great, great, great gals, and you've done a great job. But there are some new things happening, and we'll get to those in just a little bit. One of the things I like is that you do a lot of charity donations.
We do. We work a lot with the community itself, and we enjoy everybody around us. I mean, my daughters went to Hardin Valley High School. And if you go up for a football game, you always see one of our dumpsters sitting there. Right. Do they absolutely need one of our dumpsters? No. But you ask anybody at Hardin Valley, it makes it easier on them after the game to help clean up.
Sure.
Mitch gave us a call last week, and they're having a big track meet over there next week. So they're just like, we're spoiled. Can we have a dumpster? So we send a dumpster over Hardin Valley, and it'll be there right when people start walking in, and it just makes it easier for them to clean up after the whole thing's over, and they have so many schools coming in. But we work with Mission of Hope every year. We donate a truck and two guys to help take the gifts up to the Appalachian Mountains.
Nice.
And to the different areas. So we donate time and items and everything else to them all the time. If anybody went down to the Big Kahuna Festival this past weekend, we donated some dumpsters for that just to make it easier on Matt. And what a great event it was. I mean, that place was packed. It's crazy down there.
And there's a lot of trash to haul out of there.
Oh, yes.
And I do really, really appreciate the fact that you do donate so many dumpsters. I've seen you at the convention center, at the House and Garden Show. You know, there's always Junk Be Gone dumpsters in there.
Yeah,
always.
Every year, probably for the last 10 years, we've been doing the Home and Garden Show. Mm-hmm. So it's just different events, different charities. We're always, Children's Hospital's a big one for us. I mean, we do just so many different things with so many different places. But it's... we just like staying in touch with the community. I mean, from Hardin Valley down to Maryville and every place in between, you can see our banners on baseball fields,
oh, they're
football
everywhere.
Fields.
Yeah. That little bee. Are you still driving the bright yellow truck?
I am.
Of
yeah,
course
I'm about
you
to
are.
Get it rewrapped.
Are you?
Yeah, that wrap is a few years old, so it's time to get it rewrapped. But I love my Rumble Bee. Yeah, it is
a Rumble Bee because don't you have dual exhaust on there?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing moves. It's
funny because
nice...
I thought you were going to be here first hour. I wasn't quite awake when I first got to the parking lot, and I heard a truck, and I was like, "Oh, here comes Mike." So that's a great. What if I call it that? Causes people to look at you.
It does. People always look over. My guys know when I'm coming, all those kind of good things. So.
Exactly. The other thing is that what you really have a heart for is keeping things out of the landfill.
Yes.
Which it sounds kind of the opposite of what you might think of a person that's in the junk removal business, but you're just not automatically taking everything to the landfill. You actually sort it.
We do sort it. We try to reuse, repurpose, somehow recycle, keep it out as much as possible. It's the reason we moved off of 640. We got 4 acres of land right on the highway over there, but it gives us a chance to sort through it all, to try to keep as much as humanly possible out of the landfill. We do so many different things with the items, but recycling is a huge part of what we do. And it does, you know, it's the right thing to do is not to fill up these landfills at this point with things that can be reused. Okay. I mean, even our document shredding division, 100% of that paper is all recycled back into hand towels, toilet paper, all that kind of
really?
Stuff.
Really? 100%?
100%. So wow, it's all, even though, you know, it's properly, we're HIPAA compliant, we make sure it's all shredded up, but it goes right back to the mills again. So
well, we've used your services for document shredding, and because, you know, let's face it, I have copies of things that I don't want other people to have that belong to my past customers.
Right.
And, you know, after so many years, this is our 20th year. And
wow,
I know
that's great.
It is.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's amazing. But I don't want all that information just thrown into whatever, into someone else's hands. And we called you guys. You told us by phone what it was going to be. And you showed up and it's done. And then I get a certificate back that says, yeah, it's been shredded properly. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a great service for us. I think we're one of the few companies in town that will actually come into your facility, whether it's in the attic or basement, and carry it out for the people. A lot of the other companies, you have to have it staged and ready to go outside.
Right.
So that's one of our services. But it's just, in this day and age with so many identity thefts, and small businesses are getting ripped off all the time through identity theft. It's a huge part of the business. So we you know, most of our customers are medium to small companies.
Yeah.
Those are the people and individuals who drop off at our office all the time.
Mm.
So those are the ones who we're probably best with. The larger companies are going to use the huge company, you know, national contracts. And we fully understand that. But it's the medium and small guys who, in all reality, with all the mergers going on in the shredding world, that's who's come to us the most.
Yeah. And that makes sense because we don't want to call a big, huge truck. I don't want that big, huge truck anywhere near my office for a lot of reasons. But calling you guys, I know, first of all, I know you. So I know that that's going to be handled properly. And when you say it's HIPAA compliant, it is.
Right.
Because the culture of your business is such that if you don't know Junk Be Gone, you know, they are what they say they are. They do what they say they're going to do. And have done this for years. 12 years?
12 years.
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah. And dog years. It feels like some years. Yeah. There's no doubt.
That's true. 656-8255. 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. If you have questions about things and how to get them hauled off, well, this is the time. We'll be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7
WOKI. If you lock it up loud and you're hillbilly proud, then you know what I'm talking about. Let me hear you say, truck, yeah, I wanna get it jacked up, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah, with a little bit of luck I can find me a girl with a truck, yeah, we can love it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up, yeah, and if you think it's life, I love is a little too country.
Waking up is hard to do. We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Get some Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today. Go gardening organically with the Captain. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is available at these fine retailers, your local farmers co-op, at Jim Brown Supply in Middlesboro, Kentucky, and at the Barn Nursery in Chattanooga. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Hi, this is Yvonka Landis, and do I have a house for you? Are you looking for a house in Farragut? I have a house for you. Over 3,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2 acres in Farragut. I have a house for you. The Landis team is a family business that will use our real estate sales experience, appraisal service, and mortgage knowledge to help you buy or sell your home. Call 660-1186 or YvonkaSalesRealEstate.com. I have a house for you.
Yvonka Landis is an affiliated broker with Realty Executive Associates.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Big news. at Junk Be Gone.
Big news.
This is huge. Tell us.
We're excited. We've just entered into the Nashville market. It's our first time that we've left the Knoxville and East Tennessee market. We've covered a 60-mile radius of Knoxville for years. And we're keeping it in the family. My brother actually moved back to Nashville after he used to live there, moved to Denver for a bunch of years, and now he's moved back to Nashville.
Interesting.
Worked for Coca-Cola for about 23 years, got out of the corporate world, and wasn't ready to retire. So he said, hey, how about if we try it over here? And I said, sounds like fun to me. Let's do it. So,
just like you, Mike.
As you know, it's not exactly easy starting a new business. Nope. And, you know, the first few years, especially when we started here, you know, you have to learn about what to do, how to do it, accounting businesses, disposal laws.
It's just on and on.
There's so many things. And, you know, the nice part about our company being around 12 years, we know just all that stuff, especially in the state of Tennessee now. So it's a little easier for him to start up over there, but he's starting with a full service junk removal like we have here, two-man team, a 16-foot box truck. He's starting off with six driveway dumpsters over there, 15-yard dumpsters that he has. He's been open 2 weeks. His dumpsters are all out. He's already working this weekend, getting stuff out of there. So it's gone very well. The initial kickoff grand opening over there has gone excellent. So, and all of his customers so far, except for one, have all come from Knoxville or know us from Knoxville.
Really?
Which is great.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, the people here in East Tennessee have been so great to us, and we've enjoyed it so much. And, you know, our repeat customers are through the roof. Mm-hmm. And, you know, somebody tracked them down in a pilot station earlier this week and said, I've been looking for you guys over here. That's the perfect size dumpster. We used you in Knoxville. Can you bring one over? And, I mean, so it's just...
So he's got a logo truck like you.
It looks exactly the same with different phone numbers.
Okay.
Exactly the same. So yeah, the bee stays alive, and my daughters picked that bee, and the name's all the same, and the jingle's all the same. Everything's the same except for their Junk Be Gone Nashville is what that's...
That's cool. So, that's really, really cool.
It's exciting.
I'm really excited for you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're very excited, a little nervous, everything else that goes along with expansion. You can always decide as a small business, do I increase my services in the geographic area I'm in, or do you actually go geographically outside that area?
Right, because you can never handle Nashville yourself.
No, and you know, you need somebody who you can trust, has the same values. Yes. We grew up in the same house, so he has the same values. His wife answers the phone. His daughters are working for him over there, too, doing the Facebook and Twitter and all the social media for him. It's really kind of cool that it's a family business just like we have here doing it in a different place. And somebody you can trust. We've sent our guys over 2 weeks in a row now to help them out on how to do it and properly train them on what to do and how to do it. And one of our guys, Junk Be Gone Jay, he was over there this week having all kinds of fun with him. So he was over there for a couple of days just delivering dumpsters with them and, you know, going
That's
through the different
deal.
S. You got to train properly.
Yeah, is not as easy as it sounds.
No, and you got to be careful. And I think that's one of the things that makes us different. We try to care about what we do. So we have carpeting that goes underneath the wheels or boards that goes underneath the wheels so we don't scratch driveways. We take care of the things that we do, which a lot of companies don't do that. Mm-hmm. So we just try to focus on what the customer really looks for. And that's, you know, the people here have been great to us, but the key to success has been listening to the customer and what they want and helping them and satisfying their need.
Right.
And we've adjusted along the way. We've had to. I mean, the economy makes us adjust and the weather makes us adjust and, you know, everything that you do. Yeah, see, look outside. I mean, East Tennessee, you got to love it. I mean, it's pouring down rain on the way here, and by 11 o'clock, they say it's going to be sunny and beautiful outside. So
yeah, and it will be.
And it
will be.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
I love that. Of course, yesterday, what we got was Cindy.
Yes.
You know, Hurricane Cindy was kind of, we were getting the tail end of that, but the wind was wild.
Yeah,
that's got
crazy.
To affect you.
Yes.
Do you have covers on your dumpsters?
We do. We cover everything that, or you'll never see anything in our dumpster that doesn't have a cover on it when we're going down the road. It's just part of the safety precautions that we have that we refuse to do anything. You'll never see us go down the road with.
Well, it's huge. It's a huge issue because I've actually tracked down a dumpster driver one time. When he hauled off from our job and he didn't have a cover on it. And I said, wait a minute. I said, you know, our name is on some of that stuff.
Right.
And I don't, you know, we don't do that. And I don't want that. If you can't cover it, then you need to set it here and to go get a cover.
Yeah, I don't understand it. We see people, competitors at times, going down the road, and I don't know how they do it, because if you hit a bump, you don't understand. These trucks are very different than a car. When you hit a bump, I mean, your teeth rattle on some of these trucks.
Yeah, there's no doubt about
it. And everything jumps, and it can jump. That's why you never, it says stay 500 feet back from a dump truck. Trust me, stay 500 feet back from a dump
truck.
They're
not kidding. Yeah, because all that rock or whatever's in there can be airborne in one good bump.
All right.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're trucks. They're different. They really are different.
Yeah.
Riding them is like, you think you're riding on the concrete.
Yes. And Brian was talking about it before. You know, we're like everybody else. We get flat tires, but there's nothing like calling a service to come get you in at the landfill and said, you're where? Sorry.
That's funny. You want me to do what?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, it's not really, doesn't smell real good here, but I still got a flat tire.
All right. And I still need you, and that's why we have you.
Exactly.
That's funny. So how many trucks do you actually have in Knoxville?
We have 8 trucks now. We have four dump trucks for our driveway dumpsters, our 15-yard dumpsters, and then we have 4 box trucks that we run around town and pick things up with. So we have a total of 8 trucks right now.
Wow.
We have 60 dumpsters running around, which...
64 trucks manage 60 dumpsters.
60 dumpsters, yes.
Well, that's got to be a wild time.
Yeah, they're busy. They're busy. And if anybody is looking for a job, we're always looking for a good driver.
Okay,
so,
there you go.
Yeah, we our employees... We're very careful on our employees too. We do background checks on all our employees. Mm. We do random drug tests and drug tests when they start with the company. But we look for people who have the values and ethics that our company has. So we look for the right people, but we're always looking for drivers and helpers. Always. Summertime help. I mean, this is junk be gone season right now. It's crazy right now. So we're always looking for good people.
Well, give us your phone number.
Sure. It's 675-5865.
675-5865.
And I know this is hard to believe, but it's 675-JUNK, which is junk. So, you know, way back when.
Oh, that's really hard to believe.
Yeah, it's just, we try to cover it all. And, you know, it's just, we have all kinds of fun, but we are looking for employees right now. So if anybody's looking for a job and you're waking up and you're saying, oh, I got to do something next week, come see us.
675-JUNK is the way to find you. There is drug testing, just to be fair. Again, we want to tell you that. And background checks?
And background checks.
Okay.
Yep. Because of the document shredding that we do and the HIPAA compliancy, felonies probably just aren't a good thing to have around our place. So we kind of are careful about that stuff. But, you know, it's fun because we've had people, we call them, and if anybody listens to Sports Talk Radio, Junk Be Gone Jay calls in over there all the time. It's during his drive time. But Jay's been with us 11 years. Great guy, just loyal, reliable. All my managers have been with me 4 or 5 years or more. So they hang out, they manage the guys. But of course we have our seasonal help. We have our help that we need to come in, and you know, ex-football players, all our guys are decent sized. They got to be able to lift things up, because one of our biggest services is full service, which means we're carrying things out of the house for you.
You carry pianos.
We carry pianos.
That's crazy.
Yeah, organs. We take out hot tubs.
Oh.
Lots of hot tubs that have been sitting around for 5 years. You know, I heard your segment a week or two ago about the man cave.
Yes.
A lot of what we do is clearing out those areas that you haven't used for years. And then you go in and make the man cave out of it, which is great. And but the remodeling is a huge part of our business. But we're carrying all that stuff out for people. Or the contractors bring it out to the dumpster, either way. But trampolines and backyards.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're... Those kids that are in college and the trampoline's still back there, it's probably time for it to go. I laugh all the time because the swing sets that are out there, one of my neighbors has a swing set and their kids have been out of college for years now, but it's probably time for the swing set to go. I might just go take it down one day for them.
Would you like to get rid of this?
Yeah.
Can I help you with it? All right, 656-8255, 656-8255. Or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls with Mike Such from Junk Be Gone. Needing to haul something off, not sure quite how to do that. Maybe you don't know what they take and what they can't take. Well, that information is coming up, but we want to hear from you at 656-8255 when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Times is a holding me down.
You may remember it as a place your parents took you to buy fireworks when you were a kid, but this intersection has more history to it than that. I'll have that next on Stories from Home.
If heart disease is cramping your lifestyle and making the simplest activities a challenge, and maybe you've been told you're no longer considered operable, Dr. Greg Brewer and his team at Restoration Heart Care offer a non-invasive therapy to help you and your heart feel better. EECP, Enhanced External Counterpulsation, a safe treatment that works like a natural bypass, increases oxygen rich blood flow to ease stress on your heart. EECP, FDA approved and covered by most insurance. To learn more, call Dr. Brewer at 691-8011 or restorationheartcare.com.
It's an inconspicuous looking place near the Knox-Loudoun County line. Highways 11 and 70 converge in an area called Dixie Lee Junction. The origin of the name is simple enough. It's where Dixie Highway and Lee Highway merge, or split, depending on your direction of travel. For many years, the intersection was a busy crossroads, as Lee Highway carried traffic from the East Coast to locations out west, while Dixie Highway brought travelers from northern states to destinations as far south as Florida. Motels, restaurants, and service stations thrived until the completion of Interstates 40 and 75 relegated Dixie Lee Junction to back road status. One side note, Bing Crosby's first wife was from Harriman and used the stage name Dixie Lee during her career. Dixie Lee Junction, a long and winding story from home.
Are you taking Viagra or Cialis for ED? Get sildenafil instead, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram tablets for less than $2 each from Belew Drug. Save more than $30 per dose. Free shipping. A prescription is required. Print a form to take to your doctor at BELEWDrugs.com. Belew Drug is an independent pharmacy that can save you money. Get your generic ED drug shipped for free. Call 865-525-4189. BelewDrugs.com.
From showers and thunderstorms in the morning to a very clear, partly sunny afternoon, we'll see a clearing trend throughout the day on Saturday. That's the story of the day. A high temperature near 85. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 62 degrees. And then for your Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 81. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger. Have a good weekend.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Mike Such is in studio, the owner, founder, aficionado of how to get rid of junk. Junk be gone. Very, very famous here in the Knoxville area. And if you say junk be gone, I have never, and don't tell Mike I said this, I have never heard a complaint about junk be gone, and I know a lot of people in this area, so.
Well, that's great.
That's a pretty high compliment.
It's great to hear. We try to satisfy everybody. I'm not saying that that's always accomplishable.
Well, right. Some people you can't satisfy. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it just happens.
It just is what it is, but we really try hard to make sure everybody out there, when we leave there, our goal is that there's a smile on their face.
Exactly.
That's our goal.
And that's what happens. When you say junk be gone, that's what I see. I see people smile. They're
that's
like,
good.
Oh, I like that company. Da, 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 da. You know?
Yeah.
Well, and some of that is you are a very systematized company.
Yes.
You have systems for everything. And that's exactly what we try to do, is have systems for everything. Because it's scary doing remodeling.
Right.
And it's scary having a stranger come to your home that's bringing a trash receptacle. Well, you don't know who that is.
Right.
I mean, really. And, you know, yes, they may not come into your house, but they might, because you offer that service. And letting someone in your home is no small risk.
No, I mean, that's why we do our background checks on everybody.
Yeah.
We make sure that the people who are there are drug-free and background checked and reliable in what they do. Because we're going into attics and basements and carrying things out all the time.
Sure.
And it's the heavy items that, honestly, you can't handle, or you're over it, you're cleaning out your house. I just need everything in the attic to go at this point. We need to sell this place. You know, we go into houses all the time where people have moved in. The boxes that are in the attic from 10, 12, 15 years ago.
Really?
Never opened.
Oh.
And they're moving again.
Yeah.
You know, you probably don't need to move that. I don't know how to tell you that, but you probably don't need to move it on what's going on. But
well, if you're like Brian and I, half of that stuff is our kids' stuff that we're holding.
Yes.
For that time when they come and get it. You know, my daughter lives in Washington State, and she tells me all the time, Mom, I want that kitchen table. Don't get rid of that kitchen table.
Right.
Okay. It's getting to the point where I really want a different kitchen table, but I promised her and it's like, oh my gosh. So you end up holding on to stuff that I'll get it next time, Mom. Okay.
Yeah, the funniest thing that we take right now, and we've taken a few of them over the years, is motorcycles. Somebody will have torn apart a motorcycle and left it in the garage seven, 8 years. Mm-hmm. And finally, Mom goes, you know, I really want to park my car in there. So we're taking the parts out, you know, taking the motorcycle out just so we can, they can park the car again. And, you know, everything gets recycled. We don't, you know, it doesn't get thrown away. But it's just, I can fully understand that when half your garage is full of your kids' stuff, it's time to get the garage, the car back in the garage, especially when you want to take care of them. And with the weather around here, you never know. So the wind comes through.
I'm giving my kids a 1 year warning.
There you go.
You have 1 year to come and get the stuff, sort through it, whatever you want to do. But in 1 year, I get to decide what comes and what goes.
Right.
And I'll keep a box of what I think are the most valuable things that you have in my home. But that's going to be it. I say I'm going to do that every year. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to. Anyway, let's talk about driveway dumpsters, because that is the mainstay of your business. Am I correct?
Full service removal and driveway dumpsters are about even with us.
Okay.
So they're both the...
They kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, about 80% of our business is those two items.
Wow, okay.
But the driveway dumpsters, they're 15-yard dumpsters. We only have one size. We don't mess with the real big ones. We don't own the landfills. We don't want to... You know, we don't compete against Waste Connections and Waste Management. You know, that's not our thing. Right. Ours is a niche. Ours are perfect size. Think about your car. Make it a pure box. Ours are pure boxes. They're not bathtub style. They don't curve in at the bottom.
Okay.
Makes it easier to load things up.
But they open on one end.
They open on the back.
Which is important.
They open on the back so you can walk right into them.
Good.
But those curved bottoms on those dumpsters take away about 25% of the volume that you fit into a dumpster. So
and
ours are 15
hard
yards.
To get in.
Yes. Yeah. They're a little bit different. But we can put them just about anywhere. We use Isuzu trucks, cab four design, so we can put them in the tight places. Mm. That's why we have those trucks in the first place.
Okay.
But perfect for remodeling, cleaning out the garage. If you've cut down a bunch of trees in the backyard, you need to get rid of the debris from the backyard. Perfect size for those.
That's a good idea.
Our dumpsters are $299 within a 30-mile radius of Knoxville.
Okay.
Now, we deliver up to 60 miles, but we do charge a small delivery charge depending on where you're at. That's for 7 days. So that's delivery, pickup, and disposal.
$299 for 7 days, and there's no extras on top of that.
No extras unless, you know, people try to... We put in our contracts. We do have a contract to have people. If you put concrete, you can only go about half full.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, it gets a little heavy. Yeah. So it's just that
that's true.
Our trucks, again, they're Isuzu trucks, and we can lift up to about 5-ton, 10,000 pounds.
Wow.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
And if you fill our dumpster full of concrete, it weighs about 10 tons or 20,000 pounds. We can't budget. So we have limits on certain things that can go in there. And of course, we don't take hazardous.
One of my questions is, what's the forbidden fruit with a dumpster?
It's hazardous material. So even we can take TVs, we can take refrigerators. We do all that, the appliances, electronics, all that stuff we can take. What we can't take is, you know, propane. We can't take gasoline. We can't take toxic chemicals.
Paint.
Dried out paint's okay. Liquid paint, not so much.
Okay.
What about oil? We don't take oil.
Let's see what else I got.
Aerosol cans.
You can't have aerosol cans?
Well, a lot of the aerosol cans have hazardous material inside of them.
Oh, gee.
Now, if you put Pledge in there, we're fine.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, it's all the hazardous stuff. And the city of Knoxville is great because downtown off of Baxter and Elm Street, you can take your hazardous waste down there.
Mm.
As a resident, you can take your stuff down there and they'll recycle it, properly recycle it for you. We get calls all the time of people who have large quantities. If you have a 55-gallon drum of a hazardous material or material that is not marked anymore and you're not sure what it is, you have to call a Safety Clean, a HEPCO.
HEPCO's
a local company in town. They'll come out and they'll take it from you. They're specialty is hazardous waste and disposing of hazardous waste.
Okay.
We don't do that. We're not licensed for it. We don't do it. Our guys know that we don't take it. So, but we do take lawnmowers. We do take, you know, you name it, riding lawnmowers. You'd be surprised how many riding lawnmowers have been sitting in fields for years and
really
need to be disposed of, and push mowers that haven't
car
been
parts.
Worked. Car parts.
You take motorcycles, you must take parts.
Car parts.
Let's see what else would be crazy. I mean, there's just tons of stuff.
You'd be surprised. We had a gentleman years ago, and I tell the story all the time, but he bought his own coffin. Now, the kids didn't use the coffin, but he had filled it up full of magazines, and it was in the basement, so it was kind of funny to see that it was down there. And but you just, everything and anything. You know, when a loved one passes away and you have a house that needs cleaned out, a lot of times people go in and take what they want.
Right.
You mentioned your daughter before wants a table. My daughters want certain things in our house too. But, you know, after they take the things that they want, you got to get the house ready for sale.
That's right.
And that's when we come in. We can bring 2, 4, sometimes 6 guys and clean it out in a day or two.
Nice.
And what we do is we start in the attic, go all the way to the basement, remove everything for people. A lot of people from out of town can't take the big stuff.
Mm.
You know, it's just not what they can do. So that's why we're here to help to take the different
items. I love that. Didn't know that. Okay, so how do you charge for that? By volume?
It's all by volume. Everything we do is by volume. Okay. The driveway dumpsters are a set price.
Right.
But when it comes to our full service removal, it's based upon how many trucks we fill up or how many dumpsters we fill up.
Okay.
So it's all based upon volume. We always give a free estimate. So when we walk into a house, minimum charge $99. So if you only have 1 or 2 items or 3 items that are going, it's most of the time it's our minimum charge.
Okay.
Past there, it goes up from there. It all depends on how much that truck you fill up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rate sheet that we have that we show everybody. We come to an agreement on what the charge is going to be before we touch an item.
Oh, good.
And then,
there's no surprises.
There's no surprises.
Mm.
And most of the time we'll say, hey, I think it's between a third and, you know, a half a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end we all agree, no, it's just a third. That's what the price should be.
Okay.
So very fair, easy process. If you don't agree with the price, we just move on to the next job. There's no pressure. It's not high pressure sales. Mm-hmm. It's just a free estimate.
Right. Right. You're just saying this is what we need to take care of this situation, and this is how much it is.
And 99% of the time, we're doing the job right then and there.
Oh, yeah.
So we show up, we give a price.
So you're ready to go. Once you give the price, you're actually there to do the job if they agree to it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So I don't have to wait on your schedule and call you back and da-da-da. Yeah. Nice. Because when we're ready to do something like that, we're ready.
Right.
It's like, I made the decision. Get it out of here before I change my mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And this is, unfortunately for us, sometimes it's not exactly a planned out process.
Right.
You know what? I cleaned all weekend long on Monday mornings. The phones are crazy.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Everybody's got their piles of stuff and it's sitting outside. I don't want to look at it. When can you come get it? And that's what we're here for.
Well, and homeowners associations aren't real happy with people loading up their driveway and having it sit there for more than a day. I mean,
well, we have homeowners associations that call us for our dumpsters.
Really?
And we'll have junk outs, especially right after garage sales in the neighborhood.
Sure.
We'll get a couple dumpsters or 4 dumpsters in a neighborhood where
that's
they'll just come
idea.
Throw the rest of the stuff away. Because if you're trying to sell it in a garage sale and it doesn't sell, more than likely you don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people want to throw that stuff away. So we try to help out in that way too.
I like that. So a neighborhood garage sale could prearrange to have these dumpsters set strategically throughout the subdivision after their garage sales are over.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah, a lot
I
of times
like
it's
that.
Down at the pool area or common area where we put the dumpsters at, and then they just let the residents throw it all away.
Sure.
So.
All right. So even then, though, if there was someone that couldn't handle moving all that stuff to the dumpster, your guys could provide the service and take it out for them.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a really nice service. Because there comes a time when we're for whatever reason, either not willing to or not able to haul some of that stuff. And just having a local company that does drug test and does background check, haul that stuff is a big deal.
Yeah. And
to a homeowner.
And we all know we like our stuff here.
We do.
We all like our stuff.
We do.
We have lots of it. But to get more stuff, you got to get rid of some of the old stuff sometimes.
I keep... You're so funny. I keep making that rule in my closet. And I keep going, next time, put something in, take something out.
Yep.
Well, maybe sort of.
That's when you get the dumpster once a year. You do, all right, it's time for this clean out. And you'd be surprised that when we have so many customers every single year that get a dumpster to do just that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And they're garage sailing or they're, you know, I laugh, my My kids keep giving me stuff and I keep saying, stop, just stop. I don't need anything. Let me just buy it for the grandkids. You know, right. we'll just do it that way. And they're just not going to do that. They're just not. Right. So rotating all that stuff is huge. It's just huge. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your final questions with Mike Such from Junk Be Gone. We return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen.
Are you worrying about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you've been hearing about in the news, which are spreading the Zika and West Nile virus? Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. Mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. If you have biting mosquitoes in your yard, use mosquito beater ready to spray. Just attach the sprayer to your hose and spray your lawn, shrubs, and trees. Do you want to create a fog to get under your deck, around wood piles, or around your shrubbery? Use Bonide's Mosquito Beater Fogger and Fogging Liquids. Bonide also offers all-natural mosquito beater repellents, which are available in easy-to-use granules or in ready-to-spray hose and applicator. Bonide products are family-made in America. Find Bonide Mosquito Beater products at these fine retailers, your local farmers co-op, at the Barn Nursery in Chattanooga, and at Stockdale's in Hickson. Or visit Bonide.com to find a retailer near you.
If you're throwing away money on rent, but owning your own home seems like an unattainable dream, then People's Home Equity Mortgage Lending can help you turn that dream into a reality. Maybe your credit isn't great. That's okay. Life happens. But People's Home Equity's team is here to lend a hand in the lending process. They're real people with real strategies to help you fulfill your dream of owning your own home. People's Home Equity Mortgage Lending. Find out more at peopleshomeequityknoxville.com or call 934-1400.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. The question I get asked most of the time is, how do I know I need a general contractor? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to take your project through design, shopping with an interior designer, professional planning, management, and communication from the pre-construction meeting to the final cleanup. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
The Tennessee Vols are kind of a big deal around here. We've got you covered with daily sports reports and the Vol Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Thank you for joining us today. We're hoping that your Father's Day was awesome and that you really are kind of back in the swing and getting ready for 4th of July.
Absolutely. I can't believe it's here already.
Wow. And it's probably a good time to talk about some of the other things you do besides hauling things off in dumpsters or box trucks. You have, I don't know that it's new, but I think it's new to a lot of us that know Junk Be Gone as a hauling company. What is you're doing something with demolition?
We are doing demolition now, and we grew into it over the years. I mean, we've always taken down sheds and backyards.
Okay.
This week, probably three alone. You know, the sheds that have a tree that's fallen on them, or you don't use them anymore because they're too dangerous to walk into.
I've got a garage for you. A sweet little lady. Love this lady. She's awesome, but she's got a garage that's being held up by a tree.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And she parks in it. And I keep telling her, don't park in that. Don't park in that.
Yeah. What we see out there is a little scary sometimes about what's out there, but we take down single wides, double wides, an awful lot of those. Garages, detached garages now, not attached to the house. We don't do any of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Smaller projects.
Cottages.
Cottages, one story, smaller.
One story.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do all that kind of stuff.
I call it light demolition because we don't,
light demolition.
Well, I mean, when you look at, you know, a six-story apartment complex, we're not going to do that. That's not our thing.
Okay.
Ours is, again, ours is more of the niche, smaller things that you need taken away.
Right.
In our demolition division, we have a Bobcat. We have a guy who has 20 years experience on a Bobcat.
Important.
He'll come out, look at everything. We have to make sure that the electricity is disconnected.
Ah, that was one of my questions.
Yep. So we...
you don't disconnect?
We don't disconnect.
Okay.
We have a licensed electrician come out and take care of that for you. We make sure that the gas is all disconnected.
Okay.
We properly cap the sewage system when we're all done. So we do it the right way, but again, there's smaller projects that we focus on.
Okay.
And we do a lot of them. I mean, we probably do two a week where we're taking down either a shed, a garage, a single wide, a double wide. A lot of people buy property. Beautiful property.
Yeah.
Sevierville, you know, Townsend area, that type of thing. They have a, you know, 1960 single wide on it that no one's lived in for 30 years.
Yeah.
And we can remove those.
That's nice.
So,
because that is not going to be an easy task. You must dismantle it before you don't just haul it out of there.
No, we recycle everything we can off the off the single wide or double wide. We all our things that we do our recycling and repurpose. We try to make sure those items don't go into a landfill.
Hmm.
But we use the Bobcat. We use a three-man crew most of the time.
Okay.
We go out there and just focus on what we're doing. And it's usually just a day or two.
Man, I would love that. My favorite job was demo day. My dad and I'd get that 2-pound sledge and just have a blast.
Guys love knocking things down. I'm not going to lie. It's just part of the fun.
Okay, so is there a minimum charge on demolition or how does that work?
There isn't. We do free estimates on everything. Every demolition job is individual. So we go out and look at each individual one. I mean, it's funny because when we started off, we called, you know, hot tubs demolition because we cut them apart most of the time.
Sure.
We don't move hot tubs as a whole. We cut them into four pieces and put them in the back of the truck. But then it turned into, wow, can you take down this shed in the backyard? And the sheds were 10 by 10s, easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden you get the 20 by 10s that they want taken down and you get the single wide that you want taken down. So we've grown into larger and larger projects.
Hmm.
But again, we don't want to mess with anything that we're not good at. We have people we recommend for larger projects.
Okay.
We have partners out there who can take down a house and can take down a six-story facility and can do that kind of stuff. That's not for us. We would rather have them do it. We do the smaller projects. And they do the same thing with us. They give us the small projects that they don't
have
time for.
That they don't want to do.
Right.
Sure. And that's what we do. We're general contractors. So a kitchen, a bath, a large addition, a small addition, whatever. That's perfect for us. But if you just want us to change the faucet,
right,
I'm going to refer you to somebody that I trust.
Right.
And, you know, that's the beauty of being in a business, in a local company with local people around you that you know you can call that are reliable. And I love that you refer back and forth because I do that all the time.
Oh, yeah. We refer people to you.
Awesome.
Yeah, we have.
Love
where
that.
People said that they're, you know, they need to have this taken down so they can build this, and we refer them to you. But I mean, that's part of the process
it
here.
Is.
And when you've been around for a few years, you know, when you first open, it takes a little while to establish the relationships and the other companies who you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a minute to figure those things out. But now that, you know, we've been around, you've said you've been around 20 years, we've been around 12.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, that's when
it's
you do know people in town.
You do.
Yeah.
And they know you. And
yes,
they know that, you know, people will call us and say, you probably don't do this, but can you tell me somebody that, well, yeah, we want to be your resource for that.
Right.
I don't want you to get hurt or burned by somebody. And it happens all the time. Before I forget, I wanted to ask you, do you take decks down?
We do. Okay. A lot of times the deck will already be down because they're replacing it. So the contractor's taking the deck down. They use our dumpsters for that.
Okay.
But we do actually remove decks off the back of houses. Yes, we've done that a lot.
And you take barns down?
We take barns.
Okay. Are you repurposing that wood? Like a lot of people, there's people that do nothing but repurpose barn wood.
Yeah, it's an interesting business. Because there for a while, the repurposing of the wood, we even had a place here in town that repurposed the wood, and we could talk to them, but they're going out of business right now.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, so it's a very difficult...
I was just going to have them.
Well, they're still open, but I'm not so sure. It was an article in the paper. It was not for very much longer, but it's finding the people who can properly repurpose the wood and having a place to store it while you're finding those places.
Yeah.
Now, we have 4 acres of land, which is nice, but...
You can only hold so much.
Four acres
is not that much.
No, it's not. And you don't want to get it.
And 60 dumpsters.
We don't keep things for very long. We just, we can constantly turn it because we want it to look nice all the time. Mm-hmm. So we make sure that we don't keep anything over there.
And it does. It looks great from that freeway. I've been by many, many, many times. And, you know, always brings a smile to my face when I see that bee because it does have a great reputation.
We have a couple goats out front. People always laugh about our goats. It's another way to repurpose and reuse.
Right. Those goats, they'll eat anything.
That's right.
All right. So demolition is a big deal. So we would have to call an electrician ahead of time and then find out how to disconnect the sewage, or do you do that?
No, the sewage is just capped. We turn it off at the street, so the sewage is just capped.
Well, that's
the
water.
That's the water.
Right. But sewage, are you actually disconnecting the commodes and all that stuff?
Well, yeah, they get disconnected, but you just cap the tops of those pipes when you're done.
So you're actually disconnected. I don't have to have a plumber in there to disconnect all that.
No, you don't have to have a plumber in there.
Okay,
so, yeah,
cool.
That part of it's done. The gas is turned off.
Gas and electrical are the main concern.
And we have people we recommend if you don't know somebody. Mm-hmm. Even when we take out a hot tub, if it's hardwired, we have an electrician come in before we get there to make sure that they...
Yeah, that's 220. You're not fooling around with that stuff. Nope. Good for you. Good for you. And I love that you use licensed, insured, professional people because... That's something that I want to be able to rely on if I'm having somebody come in and take care of something like that. I don't want to touch that 220.
Oh, no.
And I certainly don't want you hurt on my property either. I mean, really, you know. So, okay. So the other thing you do is you'll remove refrigerators.
Yes.
We talked about hot tubs, pianos, swing sets.
Swing sets.
Whether they're metal or wood, you'll still take them.
Right. A lot of them are the forts. We cut those apart. So a Sawzall is our favorite guy.
Oh, yeah. Now, there was some great bits. What were those things called? There's special bits for the Sawzall that just does anything.
Oh,
it's a shark or something. I don't know.
We use a Diablo. It's a,
there you go.
A demo blade.
Yeah.
It'll take apart anything. It's called the Wrecker, I think.
There you go. That and a 2-pound sledge are my favorite tools. Oh, Mike, I so enjoy having you here. And I love Junk Be Gone. I like what you do in the community. I like that you're expanded to Nashville. That's huge.
That's so exciting for us.
So exciting. That's just awesome to hear that. Local company, started here locally, not a franchise, even though they look like a franchise, they're not, and celebrating 12 years.
Yes.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much.
So glad to have you.
Enjoyed being here.
Enjoyed having you. Junk Be Gone, local company, easy to find. Just call 675-JUNK, easy number, 675-JUNK, or go to junkbeegone.biz, junkbeegone.biz. Mike Such is the owner, president, founder, and runs it with his wife and his two daughters. And now they've expanded into Nashville, and they have your brother, right?
My brother.
His wife and their two children.
Yes.
Wow. What a legacy. That's awesome. All right. We are going to be celebrating the 4th of July next week, so we're going to be running a best of show. And when we come back, we're going to be honoring on the 8th of July the veterans in the area with a very special show, a veterans show. Don't be a stranger. You can go to newstalk987.com and go to our website and be in touch. If you have a question, be happy to refer you. We'll be back in 2 weeks, actually, with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Happy 4th of July.
Next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
days, news happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2% in tax revenue.
And Bob Yarbrough.
In a 3-0 decision, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Trump administration.
Make up East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Termites do billions of dollars of damage to homes each year.
That's Dayton Hilton of Dayton's Pest Control.
When you call a company for termite treatment, make sure you know what you're getting. Not all treatments and warranties are alike.
What kind of treatments does Dayton's use?
We have two options. Centricon, the number one termite baiting system with a lifetime renewable warranty, or Termidor, the number one termiticide barrier treatment with an annual renewable warranty up to 10 years.
You sound very confident of these products.
We are. At Dayton's, we do the job right the first time. We offer a damage repair termite warranty with both the Centricon and the Termidor treatments.
What about if you sell your property?
Another Dayton's advantage, we offer no-charge termite letters for all of our homes under our termite warranties. And we can transfer the warranty to the new owner at no charge.
Dayton's Pest Control gives you peace of mind. Call the 2014 Knoxville News Sentinel Reader's Choice for Pest Control at 588-6686 or visit online at daytonspestcontrol.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight...